Drive with Anna Vito on ABC Radio Canberra.
When you think about artificial intelligence and the seemingly just blistering pace that this technology is developing now, does it make you feel excited about the possibilities that are held within that? Does it make you feel maybe a little more concerned, a little wary about what AI might be capable of and soon and what the consequences of that could be? We're already seeing some windows into that, aren't we? Things like deep fakes, videos purporting to be of real people doing and saying things that they absolutely have not done or said, and it's not them at all. We've seen fun things, ChatGPT, you can ask it whatever you want and see what it spits out. We've seen concern from artists about the way this kind of technology might be used to sort of piggyback off all of their great ideas over many years. It's definitely an interesting space. For some people, it is a concerning one. And as ever, well, regulation, laws around this sort of stuff don't always move as fast as the technology development does. This is something that a group of leaders in the field of artificial intelligence would like the government to take a serious look at. They're calling on the federal government to move to regulate the industry in light of what could be unlikely, but certainly are uncertain outcomes with potentially some, well, really worrying ways that it could all end up. So to tell us a bit more, spokesperson for this group, Australians for AI Safety, Greg Sadler, is on the line this evening. Hi, Greg. How are you going?
Hi, Anna. It's great to be talking to you. Thanks for having me on.
And you. You've actually written an open letter to the Minister for Industry and Science, Ed Husic. Who is you? Who's involved in this Australians for AI Safety group?
Yeah, thanks. It's a good question. As you say, Minister Husic's department is running this consultation about the future of AI regulation in Australia. And Australians for AI Safety is this cross-section of Australia's AI safety experts who have written this open letter to the minister explaining what they want to see happen. It really is a cross-section of experts. So there's a fair few associate professors and other sort of researchers and academics, but there's also startup founders and ethics experts who have signed on to the letter, sharing their sort of support for what it's saying. And I guess the thing that they're saying is that we're probably on the cusp of major advancements in AI technology. Like, as you were saying, things have been moving so quickly even the last 12 months. And we should expect in the coming years for things to be completely transformative. You've talked about deepfakes and copyright issues, and those are really real concerns, and they're things that the government is switched onto in its framing of the discussion paper, and that's really great to see. But the key concern of the experts who have signed the letter is that these kinds of advanced AIs that we might see in the coming years could have capabilities similar to or even exceeding humans. Unless we can be confident that those AIs are going to be aligned to our values and under our control, they could go really badly. And that's what the experts mean when they're sort of trying to get government to focus more on these potential catastrophic and existential risks.
So kind of the worst case science fiction potential outcome, I guess, is what they're talking or warning we should be guarding against here.
Yeah, that's right. And it could be that with the pace of change that it's not too long before we're in those sorts of science fiction-like scenarios. Other countries are starting to take the possibility of these catastrophic risks really seriously. The UN Secretary-General said a couple of weeks ago that the alarm bells are deafening in the way that the experts are talking about these risks and that we should be taking their warnings seriously. Even China in the UN Security Council last week said we need to ensure mankind has the ability to press pause at these critical moments. So essentially we're talking about making sure that we're looking out for these sort of advanced indicators that AI is heading in this direction that could be really dangerous, and making sure that we've got the ability to take action if that's the direction we're going in.
What has been the government's response? According to these Australians who are part of Australians for AI Safety, these experts in the field, what are you seeing coming from the government in terms of its willingness to look at these potentially catastrophic outcomes and regulate for those?
Yeah, the issue of longer-term implications of advanced AI has gone largely under the radar in Australia. The experts overseas who are building this technology have been raising the alarm, and that's been recognised by the United Nations and other bodies, but the Australian government has been remarkably quiet about this possibility. Minister Husic's department put out this lengthy discussion paper on supporting responsible AI, but the paper doesn't mention these catastrophic or existential risks once. Australia's chief scientist also wrote a paper on the risks of AI, but she said that it was too hard to predict what might happen in 2 or 5 years from now, and so she didn't discuss the concern. So the experts are writing to say that these big risks need to be part of the conversation in Australia, and that's what they're calling for Minister Husic to take action about.
Others who are really excited about this prospect might accuse these kind of calls or describe these kind of calls as alarmist, that this, just like any other new technology, might seem a little bit scary, it might seem a little out there, and yes, regulation needs to move with the times, but AI doesn't necessarily have to be any more terrifying a prospect than any other of the technological revolutions we've all lived through, even just in the last couple of decades. Why are these potential catastrophic outcomes something you think we need to take so seriously?
Yeah, I think it's sensible to listen to the experts who are raising this concern and just put in place the mitigations that we need to make sure that's not the path that things go in, so that we can go on the much more positive and much more exciting paths that are sort of promising. It's a proper function of government to worry about the bad things that might happen and make sure that they don't. A good way of thinking about, I think, AI safety is to compare it to aviation safety. So not all of the listeners are going to be deep experts in what makes a plane safe, but we know the government has put in place like really strict regulations about how planes can be operated. And we know that Australian Airlines treat safety as their number one priority. We know that, you know, there's a government agency that has the technical experts to understand these things and that there's connections to international governments. So with all of those frameworks in place, when we get on an aeroplane, you know, we're excited about our holiday, we're excited about our destination, or we're thinking ahead to the meeting, we're not having to have these dark thoughts about whether the airplane's going to be safe or not. So what we're saying is, like, we don't want to be alarmed. We want government to take these issues seriously and then put in place, like, the research agendas and safety regulations that we need to have in Australia and globally to make sure that this sort of stuff doesn't happen. And then we can be really excited about all the great things AI could do.
You're listening to Greg Sadler, spokesperson for Australians for AI Safety. They've written a open letter to the Minister, Ed Husic, calling for this kind of, approach to AI, which is developing at such a blistering pace now in Australia and around the world. Greg, can you talk to me more about what the experts here are calling for the government to do? You mentioned, for instance, in this open letter, an AI commission or similar body. What would the signatories to this letter like to see the government doing and setting up to protect against some of these more catastrophic possibilities?
Yeah, so the challenge is that AI just cross-cuts so many different issues inside government. It's easy to think of it as an industry and economic issue, but there's these sort of social science issues and policing issues and national security issues. And so I think it's really hard for sort of one body in government to grip this up. So I think when we're talking about an AI commission, we're just talking about some governance process that's going to allow us to understand and tackle these issues with the sort of urgency that they deserve. I mean, if you think about that aviation safety scheme, you know, there's lots of agencies and experts involved in that who all have to be working together in Australia and with international partners. So it's just a way of making sure we can build that system as swiftly as we can and not get caught up in trying to figure out how to do this. Another thing that's important is supporting research. Like, there's technical solutions that we need to figure out to ensure that these AIs align with our values and can be controlled, but we don't have all of those technical answers yet. So the experts think that we need to be doing a lot of work to support Australian universities to develop these technical solutions and not just trusting that corporations or foreign governments are going to solve it for us.
When you mention international partners, I mean, are there other jurisdictions, are there other places around the world that we can look to who are putting in what you and Australians for AI Safety would regard as some really robust around artificial intelligence and its development?
Yeah, so we saw just over the weekend that President Biden got together with major US tech companies to talk about AI safety, and that only happened on the weekend, so I haven't managed to talk to all of the signatories to the letter yet about their views, but it's incredibly promising that AI safety has been taken so seriously by President Biden. Perhaps one of the key things in that US announcement is the idea that they're going to subject AI systems to internal and external testing before they're released into the public. In the letter from the experts to Minister Husic, the experts call for the Australian government to support research into AI safety, including training AI safety auditors. So these trained safety auditors are how we can test the AI systems before they're released into the public. And it'd be great to see the Australian government prioritising that inside higher education. We've also seen overseas, for instance, in Singapore, they've done a thing called Create the AI Verify Foundation, which is designed to do the work of testing and assessing these AIs before they're released, to give, you know, the citizens of Singapore confidence that the products are safe. There's been a similar proposal in the UK for a thing called a Sentinel Lab that has a similar approach. One of the professors who signed the letter said, "It's simply not safe or ethical to release increasingly advanced AIs before we have the tools and frameworks to analyze and monitor them." And I think that's right. So it'd be great to see more focus on this kind of testing and evaluation inside Australia. I saw in the news that Minister Husic had persuaded OpenAI to share its models with Australia. And that's great, but we need to be able to test and verify those models to get the value out of Minister Husic's agreement.
Has Australians for AI Safety seen any response from Minister Husic to your concerns and your ideas here?
We haven't talked to Minister Husic yet. I did just talk to his department just before getting onto this phone call. So absolutely, it's great that that government is listening to people and consulting widely on this. So that's a really positive signal.
Greg, interesting, if somewhat concerning to talk about all of this stuff with you this evening. Thanks very much for your time.
No worries. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. Greg Sadler, spokesperson for Australians for AI Safety, if you want to hear or read more about some of their concerns, what they would like the Australian government to be looking at, and for the full list of signatories, of course, you can find them online. AustraliansforAISafety.com.au is the place to go for that.